Hi, I'm John David Miller. This is YesWise Insights, a program of YesWise Education Service, where we have learning modules, consultations, and seminars. More and more resources, a location of alternative information archives and resources for our program, and the real world with a live Q&A and chat on the first Wednesday of the month, 9 p.m. Eastern, all found at yeswise.com. Today I want to talk about which crisis. We have been in a series of crises over the last several years. The primary one being economic, but we've had these crises rotating. The question is, which one will take the leading role next? It is essential to be prepared whichever crises worsen, and we also need to ask ourselves, which of these is the worst? Well, severe economic conditions are coming to a head. Big banks are in big trouble and may keep your deposits to stay in business. This is supposedly legal. At the same time, the criminal conglomerate has reduced domestic oil and agricultural production, killing chickens, limiting and poisoning livestock feed, and some of that feed for chickens has caused them to stop laying eggs for many producers. They are also destroying many food processing facilities with fires, explosions, accidents, contaminants, all this leading to shortages, especially in the food sector, and inflation. And then in many industries, corporate layoffs are huge right now. Meanwhile, assets like stocks, bonds, and real estate are gradually diminishing in value as the population declines due to poisoning, infertility, and the resulting vastly increased deaths, 40% higher over the last couple of years than in the past, due to the injections that people have received. So let's go on to considering some of these crises. We have, banking and economic collapse, bail-ins are a threat, like I said, where the banks can just keep your deposits because they need them for meeting their requirements to be solvent. We have the potential for the conversion of the dollar or replacement of the dollar with a digital currency or some new dollar, hopefully backed by assets, but we don't know. Many currency changes are going on in the world. The BRICS nations are starting to trade internationally outside of the dollar, so it's losing its status as the world reserve currency. Meanwhile, we have for the food shortages we mentioned, we have the deaths and disabilities from the injections, we have the invasion across the southern border, the crime increasing in the cities, and potential for social chaos in many of our cities and locations. We have the potential for political removals as the Brunson case works its way through the Supreme Court, where potentially we could have a removal of many of our congresspeople for not doing their job properly, also the administration. We also even look like we have both the good guys and the dark deep state both trying to get rid of Biden because they're making him look like a foolish puppet. And along with the hyperinflation that we mentioned in the war scenario where the Ukraine or Taiwan or potential hot spots that we may get more involved in, the threat of nuclear exchanges that's going on right now and so forth, potential for a new pandemic. The World Health Organization is threatening the H5N1 bird flu. It can become the new pandemic after their planned and executed COVID experiment of a couple years ago was pretty successful for their testing out these means of controlling the population. Then we have the potential for an electromagnetic pulse, a giant blast that puts out an electromagnetic zap that can knock out the power grid and black us all out for a period, or some other Earth disaster that could do that, such as a coronal mass ejection from the sun, or the pole shift that many people have talked about for years that could be engaged as our magnetic fields are moving and changing, the earthquakes like we just had in Turkey and Syria, a potential for an asteroid to hit the planet, meteors hitting that could we may have to be dodging out there hiding under rocks or something to keep from getting hit by a meteorite, because there's potential that another body is coming into our solar system and stimulating the debris to be directed our way. We also have the idea that there could be a zap of some electromagnetic lightning-like zapping of our power grid from this body coming through the solar system. So there's many things that are discussed as crises that are in progress or potential that we need to be aware of. And the most important thing is to be prepared for whatever may come. So let's look at some preparation essentials. First of all is food storage. Having food on hand for months or maybe even a year or so that you can draw on if necessary while you're getting ready to grow more food of your own, hopefully. You'll need medications that are required for you to keep a medication level going. And if there's no more available, to be able to phase it out without going cold turkey, which could be a serious shock to your system. Supplements that are needed to sustain good health, personal care and hygiene items, cleaning supplies, fuel, cash on hand, not in the banks. Get as much out as you can and leave only as much in the bank as will cover your checking needs. Silver coins, pre-1965, that's 1964 and earlier silver coins, with a silver value that's dimes, quarters, half dollars, and silver dollars that can be used in exchange for goods in an economic collapse scenario. Also tools, seeds, and especially gardening supplies, alternative communication devices like a satellite phone, barterable items. Food, essentials, ammunition, need means of protection as well because things could get dicey. And then warmth modalities like a wood stove and wood and good clothing, blankets and so on to keep warm in cold times should there be no central heat functioning. So be aware and be prepared. Northern Edge Superior Organic Flaxseed is one of those items you could store up and have on hand. A very excellent nutritional support across the wide spectrum of benefits. It's a brain food. It has omega-3 oil, which is rare in plant foods. It has rich antioxidants. It's a great protein and a fiber for good elimination. It gives you a sharper, calmer mind with less inflammation and better elimination. And it's, of course, the lowest flaxseed in toxic metals and the highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid. You can find that at reallywell.com and flaxfood.com. And it's part of our detox pack, which we want to emphasize how important that is to detox the poisons that have been accumulating. Along with the ideal fiber of the flax, we have the Aztec Secret Indian Healing Clay, pure bentonite powder. I've recommended bentonite and used it for decades, since the 70s, for clearing toxins out of the system. You can use it both topically and internally with it needs to be very well hydrated with water to use it as a detox through the alimentary canal. And then we have vitamin O, liquid oxygen, which also helps to destroy invading things and clean up the body. So these work together as a nice detoxification. We also have the resistance assistance with both the vitamin O and Laurea Clear, the extract of chaparral, a very important way of fighting off invaders, bright microbes that might be in the system. The powerful herb, Laurea tridentata, also known as chaparral, and this is the extract that bypasses the toxic components that can be irritants in the raw herb. So it's much more powerful, too. And Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Nutrition Smoothie Mix, we have that with a lot of antioxidant and phytonutrient power and organic turmeric powder as well. Yes Wise Education Service is, again, our location for our holistic learning modules, consultations and seminars, the Yes Wise Insights programs, the real world information, all found at yeswise.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great day and be really well.